You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Programmatic advertising spend is set to skyrocket this year compared to other forms of advertising. Social media is boosting the number of people visiting Fiji. And research has found that 60% of businesses in Lithuania want to expand internationally. Research by AdRoll has found that digital advertisers are planning to increase their spending on programmatic advertising more than any other form of advertising this year, with two-thirds saying they were going to increase the amount they spent. Programmatic ads are those that are automatically bought and placed by software rather than by humans. The key reasons given to explain this rise are the increased ROI and time-saving elements associated with programmatic. When looking at the benefits advertisers have seen as a result of using programmatic advertising, the advantages of this method become clear. A staggering 87% said they had seen a greater return from programmatic compared to non-programmatic. The report also looked at attribution, the method whereby advertisers can infer what caused a user to land on a site, and found that it was being seen as increasingly important. 84% said they saw attribution as something either critical or very important to track, an increase of 140% on the previous year. Social media is boosting the number of people visiting the Pacific island of Fiji. A spokesperson from Tourism Fiji said that the number of tourists coming to the island rose to its highest ever level of 60,000 in November of last year. This rise has been attributed to social media, with many tourists arriving after seeing photos of the country posted by their friends on social networking sites. As the island is geographically distant from many of the countries where these tourists are coming from, the digital landscape is extremely important for attracting visitors. The Tourism Board has taken note of this and invested in developing its website to a high quality, an effort that seems to be paying off. The Tourism Fiji website recently received over 1 million visits in 1 month. 60% of businesses in Lithuania want to expand internationally, according to research by Swedbank. The study found that Estonia and Latvia were the most appealing countries due to their physical proximity, cultural similarity, and stable economies. Western Europe was the second most appealing region, followed by Scandinavia and Central and Eastern Europe, which took third and fourth place, respectively. Asia, North America, South America, and Africa were not appealing markets for Lithuanian businesses. Colombian men spend far more time watching videos on their computers compared to Colombian women, according to research by Comscore. The gender gap is biggest in percentage terms in the 45 to 54 age group, where men watched 82% more minutes of video than women last year. In real terms, the biggest gap was in the 15 to 25 age group, where men watched almost 700 million more minutes of video than their female counterparts. It's unclear whether males watch more video than females in general in Colombia, or if women preferred to watch videos on mobile devices, which were not included in the Comscore study. And finally, Apple is opening its first iOS app development center in Europe. The center will be in Naples, Italy, where it'll teach developers how to create apps for the Apple App Store. CEO Tim Cook commented on the upcoming launch, saying, "Europe is home to some of the most creative developers in the world, and we're thrilled to be helping the next generation of entrepreneurs in Italy get the skills they need for success." Apple plans to open other centers throughout Europe, although exact locations have not yet been announced. The App Store generated Apple $6 billion in revenue last year. And that's all from me. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.